original group, when it first started, consisted of Peter Green, myself, and Jeremy Spencer. Mm-hmm. That was the band, plus a bass player, which, to tell you the truth, I can't remember his name there. He was with us for about 3 weeks, because the original intention was that Peter wanted John McVie, the bass player who's in the band now, to join the band, and he was with John Mayle, mm-hmm. who I had played with and Peter had played with. You know, Peter a lot longer than I did. So eventually John joined the band, and that's how it stayed for about a year. We were playing around all clubs in England, and then we got together and made a record, which the first album was a hit album, number one album in England. That's without having any hit records before. And then during the next few years we made albums and records and had a lot of success. And the band grew in numbers when Danny Kerwin joined. That was after a couple of years, really, when the band had been going. And it stayed like that for some time, and then Peter left, and then Jeremy left about a year later. And sometime after that, Danny left, but prior to this, Bob Welch had joined the band, and he's been with the band for about 2 years. It's three people, you know, have left the band. But the band as it is now, I mean, Bob's been over 2 years now, hasn't it? Chris, yeah. Longer than that. So it's not too bad, you know. There are. Got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. But she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell. Spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone. Yes, I need you so bad.
And that's just the way it happened, you know. It just sort of did literally happen. And amazingly enough, I can trace all, everything, really the fact that I'm playing with the band now, the fact that I knew this person like from 5 years ago in Sacramento. I mean, it hinges on that one thing. Because I would have never gone to England otherwise, because I would figure, you know, I would have gone back to L.A. really rather than go to England. because I'd heard from a lot of people that it was really hard to do anything in England, which it is, because they're very tight-knit. The musicians there are very, not that they're unfriendly or not nice, but it's just it's a very closed little deal, click. You know? Yeah, it is.
It's not a question of just picking up a gig, you know, just to get by, to make some money. It's not like that. I mean, in America, you can. I mean, whatever, even if it's in a drink bar or so, anything, you can do it.
There's Purple Bunny Club or something, you know?
Those sort of places don't exist really in England. Immediately on that tour, which is has nothing to do with the recording or the way the music went, was Peter came out and rejoined the band, you know, purely as a friendship thing, helping the band out. So once we got over that tour, and on for the rest of that tour, all we were doing, because Pete didn't want to do any old numbers at all, he just wanted to play. So the band was then, for the first time, was forced to jam on stage for like the whole set, apart from I think about three numbers, like a couple of Chris's, and actually he did Black Magic Woman, but just sang a couple of verses, and the rest of it just went off into a jam thing. And that was, in a lot of ways, was very good for the band, because it puts you on a spot, you know, because here you are, you're not going to do any numbers, and you're on stage, and you've also got to entertain an audience, you know, because if you're jamming around, it can become very self-indulgent if you don't watch it, you know. It's got to be entertaining, it's got to be outward rather than inward, you know, the result of it. So the band learnt to do that. It was like a sort of a bit of a kick, really, to get off and just, you know, put you on the spot and see what happens. So
keep moving. dream. Christmas Eve, Lord, when we have a time of this. Yeah. I gotta keep on moving. Gotta keep on moving that hell out of on my trail, the hell out on my trail.